Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
That's the sound of cheers for healthcare workers in Wuhan, China, back in January. Now, cheering for those risking their lives to help others during the COVID-19 pandemic has become a nightly ritual in cities around the world, like here in New York City, in Harlem, in Hamilton Heights, and on the Upper East Side. Every night at 7 p.m., when shift changes, I lean out my window to cheer and to listen. There's also been cheering in Paris, France, in London, England, and similar celebrations in India, which has been facing a nationwide lockdown for over 2 weeks. And we asked you whether you're participating in cheering for healthcare workers and what it means to you.
This is Bruce from Portland, Oregon, and I don't know what it's like out in the suburbs, but downtown with all the apartment buildings, these nightly cheers are something to experience. There's whooping and hollering and pots and pans and the whole nine yards.
I have been out on my deck howling for about a week at 8 o'clock. My three teenage sons just rolled their eyes at me for an entire week, thinking that's mom being crazy again. But I was so happy that last night I heard two other families doing the same thing at 8 o'clock. So it's spreading. I have so much respect for our healthcare workers on the front line and also anybody who is forced to go out and work these days. Just props to you guys.
My name's Ed. I'm calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I want to say we should celebrate these people as much as possible. They're literally putting their lives on hold and in jeopardy for our community. They deserve all the honor and respect that we can give them.
Hi, this is Kim in fabulous Las Vegas. I work in public health. I'm also sending thank you texts and thank you emails to our public health HR people who are advocating for us for mental health assistance, reducing our co-pays on our medical health care coverage. I'm not doing any kind of parade and I'm not doing drive-by celebrations, but I am reaching out via text and emails to let them know how much I truly appreciate them. Thank you.
We also asked you, healthcare workers, how you feel about the cheering.
Hi, my name's Tammy. I'm calling from outside the Louisville, Kentucky area. I am an RN currently working on a COVID-19 unit. It means a lot to hear people cheer and to applaud us for what we're doing because it's scary. We are putting our lives on the line. We are putting our families' lives on the line by being there to take care of people. So yes, I do appreciate a lot of what's going on. Thank you.
But some told us that you would prefer people focus their energy on other priorities.
Hi, my name is Ella. I am a nurse and I am from Boston, Massachusetts. I actually would much rather see people stop treating healthcare workers like heroes and stop using a wartime mentality and fight for proper PPE and proper protection. That's what we need. That's what we want.
And for others, the cheering is what keeps many going through this difficult time.
Hi, this is Miriam from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm an emergency medicine doctor, and the response from communities that are getting together and clapping, making signs, all sorts of things to support the folks in healthcare is everything. It means everything. So thank you. I just wanted to let everybody know.
How are you showing appreciation for healthcare workers or other essential workers during this time? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to weigh in and stick with us. This is The Takeaway.